blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Zechariah 10, 1 to 4. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who sends the thunderstorms. He gives showers of rain to all people and plants of the field to everyone. The idols speak deceitfully. Diviners see visions that lie. They tell dreams that are false. They give comfort in vain. Therefore the people wander like sheep oppressed for lack of a shepherd. My anger burns against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. For the Lord Almighty will care for his flock, the people of Judah, and make them like a proud horse in battle. From Judah will come the cornerstone, for him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler. My theme for reflection is divine provision and righteous leadership. Divine provision and righteous leadership. Zechariah 10, 1 to 4 invites us to reflect on two important themes: the assurance of God's provision and the critical need for truthful and just leadership. The imagery of rain in verse 1 is evocative and potent. In many cultures, rain is seen as a life-giving force, essential for the sustenance of not just crops, but the very spirit of the community. Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who sends the thunderstorms. He gives showers of rain to all people and plants of the field to everyone. This invitation to request rain from the Lord serves as a metaphor for God's willingness to provide abundantly for his people. It challenges us to place our dependence not on human efforts or technological advances, but on the supernatural provision of God. This is particularly resonant at times when we face spiritual or physical droughts, reminding us of the source from which all blessings flow. Verse 2 provides a stark contrast, portraying the folly of idolatry and the deceptive comfort offered by false prophets. In today's context, these idols can be anything that we place our trust in other than God, be it material wealth, personal status, or secular philosophies. Zechariah cautions us against such dependencies as they lead to spiritual disorientation and vulnerability. Therefore, the people wander like sheep oppressed for lack of a shepherd. Here, the prophet highlights the consequences of misplaced trust, a scattered and hurried life devoid of direction and peace. Transitioning from the perils of false security, verse 3 and 4 emphasize God's fiery response to unfaithful leaders and his promise of restoration through just rulers. This promise is not only about political stability, but also spiritual renewal. The images of the cornerstone, tent peg, battle bow, and ruler are laden with significance, each symbolizing aspects of Jesus Christ's ultimate leadership as the foundational cornerstone, the securing tent peg, the defending battle bow, and the sovereign ruler. My dear friends, these verses collectively call us to reaffirm our reliance on God's provision and his appointed leadership. They encourage us to look beyond the transient and often misleading solutions of the world and to anchor our lives in the truths of the Scripture and the certainty of Christ's reign. Let us then ask, confidently for the rain of God's blessing. Stand firm against the deceit of modern idols, and look to the righteous leadership that only God can provide. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life have you experienced spiritual drought? How can you more actively seek the rain of God's blessing in these areas? Number two, reflect on the current idols that might be influencing your life. What steps can you take to ensure that your trust is placed firmly in God rather than these temporal powers? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the nourishing rain of your Spirit and the fertile truth of your word. Instill in us a deeper trust in your providential care as we navigate the challenges of life. Help us to discern and dismantle the idols in our lives, replacing them with a steadfast faith in you alone. Raise up leaders among us who embody your justice and righteousness, guiding us in paths of integrity. May your Spirit refresh us and your truth guide us as we strive to live under the righteous leadership of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.